Welcome to the Cost of City Living, a recurring Toronto Today column that aims to tackle the ever-looming topic of money. Each week, one Torontonian details a week of their spending habits to see just how much it costs to live in the city. This week, we follow a 40-year-old project manager in the Junction who frequently springs for delivery and has an eye for supermarket snack sales. Location: The Junction. Occupation: Project manager. Age: 40. Pronouns: she, her. Salary: $65,000. Take-home pay: weekly, roughly $1,000. Monthly expenses: rent, $2,700. Phone and internet: $175 per month. Utilities: $170 per month. Transit: $158 per month. Renter's insurance: $32 per month. Weekly spending budget: around $250. Day 1. I ate breakfast at home because I wanted to finish off the eggs that had been sitting in the fridge for what felt like 100 years. Then I went shopping for milk, cheese, and of course more eggs. $22. Later, I picked up a slice of pizza and a pop. $9.36. I got really lazy and sprung for a jerk chicken plate from Uber Eats. The price tag for the $21 meal skyrocketed after delivery fees and tip. $30. Daily total: $61.36. Day 2. I woke up late with no time to prepare anything, so I headed to McDonald's for a breakfast combo. $8.32. Today was full of appointments, so I ended up buying lunch as well, a chicken sandwich combo from KFC. $14.17. I headed to Shoppers Drug Mart to grab snacks, chips and dip, and Oreo cookies. $18. Dinner was leftover Uber Eats jerk chicken. Daily total: $40.49. Day 3. I had to purchase a new phone today. Mine was 3 years old and on its way out after being dropped too many times. Rather than get a replacement iPhone, I settled for an Android, which I picked up from the Samsung store. They made me buy my own charger. $450. It was my biggest expense of the month, but a necessary one. Daily total: $450. Day 4. Yay, the weekend. Too bad I felt flu-like. I made a trip to the pharmacy to grab Dayquil, cough drops and chai tea. $34.72. Once again, I was feeling too lazy to cook, or more like I was making excuses not to. I ordered a KFC chicken bucket combo on Uber Eats. Luckily, I got a 30% discount on the purchase. $32. Daily total: $66.72. Day 5. Too sick to go out and do anything, so I settled for the KFC leftovers in the fridge. But then I was out of food for dinner. That bucket of chicken did not go very far. Back to Uber Eats, where I found a $30 pizza deal that included brownies for dessert. Too bad all the delivery apps' extra fees added up again. $40. Must cut back on takeout. Daily total: $40. Day 6. I renewed my promise to myself for the 400th time and committed to save money by cooking at home. I went to a nearby metro and picked up some cold deli sandwiches, kind of a cheat because there's no cooking involved. I also wanted something hot, so I grabbed 2 chicken dinners from the supermarket deli, as well as 3 boxes of cereal. $60. Daily total: $60. Day 7. I decided to restock the snack bar at home, which means 4 family-size bags of chips and 3 pints of Häagen-Dazs, which were on sale. I also grabbed some Nescafé. Since eating chips without dip would be a crime, I wandered over to the dip aisle where there was another sale on. 2 containers for $6. I ended up buying 8 tubs, spending $24 on chip dip alone. $80. Daily total, $80. Weekly total, $798.57. Over budget, $548.57. This diary has been edited for length and clarity.